Your light is risen, O Lord, in the midst of thy people. And the spirit of darkness shall flee, and his host shall be broken in their power. His host shall be broken in their power. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. He's a forgiving God, Debbie. He's a God that pardoneth iniquity. He is a God that breaketh the chains and bondages of darkness and births his own into light. For he is a real God. He liveth in heaven.
Amen.
Let the earth tremble, for he is a great God. No one can stop you from pouring out your heart to him in thanksgiving. Just relax and love him. It's coming out by itself. You don't have to try so hard, Debbie. Just keep going. Just love him.
Oh, you've been so good. Oh, the multitude of my sins you have caused. Oh, thank you for that blood. It flowed from your side, and I was the one who pierced you, Lord. But you just loved me anyway. Oh, Jesus, I can't comprehend your love. But thank you. Oh, thank you.
A revelation of the cross. How wonderful, Jesus, how wonderful. I placed the nails in thy hands, but you didn't hate me. You set me free. How can I understand a love like that? And when you call a people to yourself, how can we sit in our bench? Forgive us for being so ungrateful to you, O Lord. We act as though we deserved your love, as if we had it coming that you should not storm off that cross we crucified you on and kill us all. But you loved us, and you broke our chains, and you rose at light upon our enemies, because you loved us. What a prayer. What a prayer. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. Draw us to your light, O Lord. You know, Lord, we live in an awful lot of darkness. We've gotten used to the darkness. It's convenient to hide in. It's convenient to live in. Oh God, it's come to a place where we can't even see our darkness anymore. It's so dark, we don't know the difference. But Lord, would you come in your light? Even greater than now, would you come in your light? Would you move upon our heart? Come in light. Come in light. The church is void of your light, O God. Your church around the world, where is thy light? Where is thy light? Yet as you would put that longing in our heart, you would rise in victory with thanksgiving in our spirit. For you said you would teach us to war. You would bring us into the fight of your enemies. You would release the captives. How easy it is. That's how easy it is. That's how easy it is. When the Lord came into the garden, Adam and Eve, they hid. They hid. But the true children of light come to Him. Draw me, Lord, into the light of love. You know, only the Spirit of God can birth that prayer in our heart. 20 years ago in Argentina, where one of the most beautiful revivals we've ever witnessed began, it began with that song, O Light Divine, I Call to Thee. The Spirit of God began to move over congregation. Without realizing what was happening to them, the cry came from their heart, Lord, I don't want this darkness anymore. I've got a lot of it. I just don't want to live in it anymore. I call to Thee. I call to Thee. I call to Thee. Open my eyes and draw me out of my earthly darkness, O Lord. 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, that song would be sung again and again, and the Spirit of God moved upon hundreds of people until there was a birthing day when light came. And oh, what things happened. Tremendous things happened. Tremendous things. Such as were witnessed in latter rain, such as were witnessed in the Pentecostal move at the beginning of the century. Chains were broken, people's hearts delivered. Sin brought out, met with, dealt with. You talk about conversion, you talk about being born again. There was no doubt in those people's mind they'd met with God. I asked myself, it was too good to ever happen again. But somehow in my heart tonight, something is saying, could it happen again? Could it happen in Europe? Would God break His captives out of their prisons of darkness? They're children of light, you know. What are we doing in darkness? What are we doing in love with darkness? What are we doing surrounded with darkness? We're children of light. Flee. Flee it. Call unto God. Let there be a birthing of the revivals of His fire and light upon the continents of Europe and the island of England. Even if it came on no one but you, let it light upon you until there's a desire in your heart to live in light, to come to the light, to dwell in light. At first it will be your song. At first it will be your energies, and then the Holy Spirit will come. And suddenly there will be a call in people's hearts to God, come. I call to Thee, that's right. At first it will be just a song, and suddenly the truth is going to hit you. You know that that's the cry of the Spirit over England. That's the cry of the Spirit over the continents of Europe. Long as it captive dwell in darkness. My dungeon was flamed with light, said the hymn writer. God flamed that dungeon with light. Oh, light divine, I call. Light doesn't come by just singing a little song. Light comes when a cry comes in the heart of His people. When something within says, God, we've lived with death too long. We've lived with death too long. And when the children of Israel cry out unto the Lord, He sent a prophet unto them saying, I will visit thee. Because of sin and darkness, has the Spirit left thee? O Holy Spirit, return to the continents of Europe. Return, return, return to this people. Glory. just listen to it for a minute. Does the Spirit of the Lord within you reach out to the words in this song? Draw me near. Draw me near. Draw me near, precious Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near. Near, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Something deep inside my heart just cries out to him. Candy, all these years, it's been on the outside only, because no one else could tell. It was sufficient. But you've wounded his spirit again and again and again and again. For he sees you at home, he sees you in your heart. You've hurt his lovely spirit again and again and again. He would break the power and set you free. Totally free. But he's going to wait. He's going to wait until something inside your heart says, Lord, I hurt you. When that revelation of his spirit comes, you'll be set free, Ken. And he's just going to flood your heart. He's going to flood your soul. You're in a state of shock right now. He's going to deal with you. His spirit's going to bring you up. You've reached out to God for a long time. But because you couldn't find him, you made your own little God. But you're going to find him. You're going to find him. You're going to find him more precious than you ever thought he ever was. When he does, you won't have to pretend any longer. You'll be free. You'll be free. I love you. And that which reaches out to God isn't you, it's his spirit. And his healing of your body was only just a sign of what he was going to do in your spirit. But that's the big job. But he's going to set you free. You don't have to pretend any longer. Just reach out to him. His spirit's been like a pressure in your heart all along, isn't it? Wonder when it would explode. It won't. It won't explode at all. You know he's going to win your heart with love. With love. I want you to come here. I want to sing a song with you. Draw. Thank you.
sing that song to Him. Just sing it to Him. When His arrows go through the heart, they pierce it. You know, when His Spirit is there, it's different than when we have a nice little service. God deals with things. But Jesus said, it's better to fall upon the rock than the rock to fall upon you. It doesn't please the Lord to have to wound us. He'd rather us fall upon the rock. And the reason why the Spirit permitted this tonight is so that you would never forget that lesson. God can bring out everything in the open if He has to, but He doesn't want to. He wants to deal with your life. He wants to show you that He hates darkness and He won't permit it anymore in our life. He's going to rise up and set us free because He hates the enemies of our heart. He hates the things that have crucified Him and wounded again and again and again. He hates the falseness of religion in the name of Christ. But He sees our heart. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. It's better sometimes just to run and go than to stay and fake it. God hates that. Near, precious Lord. It doesn't please the Lord to hurt, but it does say, I will hurt, I will wound, and I will heal. He will heal you, Candy. What you felt tonight is the sorrow of God. It's called godly sorrow. That's the beginning of repentance. That will lead you to repentance. Near, near, blessed Lord.
angel. Oh, how I called and called. Oh, oh, God, I'm assaulted myself. Oh, God, I always thought I could do it. Oh, there where you were. There you were. Bleeding for me. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah, it was fun. It was true, and I was so full. Everything in me was dark. Oh, Lord. Oh, I put you there. And it wasn't enough to put you there, but then I kept hitting you. I kept spinning off you. Oh, I kept murdering you again. Oh, God. Because there really wasn't anything in me that was true. And I couldn't be obedient. Oh, cry. Oh, help me.
Now that's repentance. You're in the presence of the Spirit of the Lord. Let me tell you something, there'd be a world on fire if the church had more people in repentance with godly sorrow. You don't invent these words, these come from the Spirit in a broken heart. Prayers like this have been offered up this evening all along this place up here. You just heard this one. You've been brought into a place where you heard something between God and man. Don't ever repeat it. Don't ever dwell on it in your mind. Do you know why she was praying out there as others that the Spirit was dealing with? Many others. But she will find repentance and forgiveness. For he says, if you will but confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You know, there's such a thing as reality in the church. There's been a lot of pressure out there, and there's going to be a lot more yet. The week isn't over. God's dealing with things to set us free. Not to mock us. Not to make fun. But it's real. Thank you. She's fought and wrestled and fought and wrestled with this thing a lifetime. For an awful long time, right, Candy? An awful long time. But it's gone. You'll see it's gone. I want to tell you before you ever find out, it's gone. Because he's forgiven you this day. And the way I know he has is because he's given you godly sorrow. And that is the gift of God to repent. Near, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side, he's going to set us free. Oh, praise his lovely name. We do, after all, love what he loves, don't we? Have we changed our mind? Now that we see what he hates, are we still going to hate what he hates? Pretty weak, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah for the cross. Spirit's lifting. But he's wonderful. He's very, very wonderful. I thank God he hasn't forgotten us, don't you? There's hope for us. Can't begin to imagine, even if I'm gone and dead, what God's going to do in Europe if he continues this way. Get people cleaned up. It doesn't only invite persecution, it sets power loose in a nation. No telling what it can do. Hallelujah. Lord, there's just that silence in my heart, just that quietness. I trust you. I trust you. I can't understand how you love us less. Such a way. We wound you and hurt you, mock you. We really don't mean to, but we do. And many times in our rebellion, we really mean to. And yet you love us. I can't understand love like this. I'd like first, Lord, to just sing Such Love, a little chorus so simple. Such wondrous love, that you, my God, should love a sinner such as I. Such love. As your spirit lifts, Lord, let us sing this song to you. In love, in faith, in hope, in joy. And come again with that desire in our heart to meet with you. Such love, such wondrous love. Such love, such wondrous love. God should love a sinner such as I. Wonderful is love like this, such love, such wondrous love, such love. To the group of sinners saved by grace. Such love, such wondrous love, such love.
going to be a meeting in the air. Sweet by. God has dealt with this afternoon, I'd like you to join in a circle up here, and I'd like you to sing it to each other. There's going to be a meeting in the air in the sweet by and by, and oh, I'm going to see you there by the lovely blood of Jesus. What would we do if he never gave his life? We'd be lost forever, wouldn't we? Doesn't mean the rest of us can't sing, does it? Huh? And oh, I'm going to see hallelujah, beyond the sky. Such singing you will hear, never heard my mortal ear, we will be born in my duty. Hallelujah, for God's love will be the living one of the living.
Hallelujah.